hoping to be joined by our friend Henry the Hudson Whale, not of course named after Henry Hudson as everyone thinks, but he is the politically correctable Henry the Hudson Whale. Are you there, Henry? Can we hear you? Well, good morning to you too. Is it morning for you now? When do you sleep? Okay. Yes. Well, we do have a couple stories for you today, Henry. Stories about what's been going on in the Hudson River. Stevens Institute reports temperatures this week in the Hudson River below Poughkeepsie have been between 55 and 59 degrees. J. Cronin reports in the Highland Current that even after the state ended commercial fishing in the Hudson River, shad are still struggling. Riverkeepers John Lipscomb warns that the Hudson shad population has become dangerously low. Shad are important to the river, coming upstream to spawn each spring, eating plankton and being eaten by larger fish and bald eagles. John Waldman, author of Running Silver, Restoring Atlantic Rivers and Their Great Fish Migrations, said that, quote, if we can solve the shad, we can solve everything else, unquote, that needs to be addressed in the Hudson ecosystem because, quote, shad are large fish that want to go pretty far upriver. If you get shad far up the river, then the bass, the sturgeon, the alewives, the lampreys are also going to make it. If they're successful in making their way all the way up the river to their spawning grounds, then everything else should follow, unquote. Besides centuries of fishing, scientists say that invasive species, such as largemouth bass, eat the shad. Invasive species such as zebra mussels eat the plankton that shad feed on, and power plants along the river may be killing off up to 20% of the spawning population, sucked up by power plant cooling systems. You can read that full story in the Highland Current. You don't see as many shad these days, huh? And finally, we've got the part of our stories and tales, Henry, that I know is your least favorite. Yes. Local sewer plants released announcements about their releases into the Hudson River water sources after heavy rains last week. The Village of Catskill wastewater treatment plant on May 13th had a 5.5-hour, quote, permitted overflow, unquote, into Catskill Creek. The City of Hudson wastewater treatment facility on May 13th had an 8-hour release of, quote, disinfected primary effluent, unquote, into the Hudson River. And the Village of Coxsackie wastewater treatment facility had a 4-hour sewage overflow May 13th.